Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of EM Escapades Off Duty, the official podcast of EM Escapades, the comic strip. I am your host, Ben Clincy. Welcome. I hope that your Christmases treated you well. I hope that you got everything that you wished for, everything that you wanted. I had a great one. I had a great Christmas. I got a lot of cool things. My wife and kids didn't pay attention to the rules. No, particularly my wife and her buying the gifts that the, quote, kids gave me. We kept it simple. We were going to keep it simple. Every year we say, you know what, let's not go overboard. Let's just keep it simple. We'll keep it to this amount of budget. And yeah, she goes over a little bit or I go over a little bit, but that's kind of the fun is breaking that rule, you know? But this year, we really said, like, we have so much stuff. Like, we have so much things. And things without a ton of purpose. Like, we're getting kind of cluttered in the amount of physical things that are in this house. We have our yard sales every now and again, or our garage sales, as you might call them. And we clear out the garage and we do a dump run and we take all the stuff to the landfill and or to recycling or to Goodwill. And it just comes right back. It's like Venom's suit, you know, it's just take a piece off. It just grows back in its place. I took my set back when I used to do the video version of this podcast. I took my set out of the garage. That spot where my desk and green screen and all that stuff was overtaken by stuff within 36 minutes. I'm not exaggerating. It almost as if I pulled the last piece of furniture and when I turned around, fucking shit was tiptoeing behind me like, come on, come on, this way. It's crazy, but it's true. We just have a lot of stuff. And so I said, no stuff that serves no purpose, no things, like maybe practical gifts or things that we know we're going to use. So what did the kids and I get the wife? T-shirts. T-shirts are great. They're usable. You're going to use them, and they take up very little space. And T-shirts. She loves T-shirts. My wife loves T-shirts. She has a lot of T-shirts. And I went a little over budget. I think we bought her five T-shirts, and two came from Bridget, two came from Benjamin, one came from me. Okay. Sounds good. I did a good job. So what did the wife and the, quote, kids get me? A waffle maker, and not some cheap one. I'm talking about like one of the ones at the hotels at the little continental breakfast bar where you pour the stuff in and then you flip it and then it cooks and the little light comes on and then you open it. Yeah, that probably costs more than a few T-shirts, right? And then what else did she get me? She got me a space heater for the garage. Now, why do I need a space heater? Because I am looking to start working out on the heavy bag I have out there. I have punching gloves, a heavy bag, all that stuff. Been wanting to do that. Been wanting to make this the year that I get into shape, but also by the end of it, look like an ass kicker. Why not, right? Look like somebody who could womp some ass. Well, she got me the space heater, which I was pricing them myself prior to Christmas, because one of the reasons is because that garage has no insulation, has no carpeting on the floor or anything. It's truly a garage. We don't put a car in it because it's got too much stuff, but it's concrete and really non-insulated. It's freezing cold. Even on a somewhat warm day, it's still cold in the garage. So this winter, particularly the past few days that we've had like 35 degree or even 25 degree nights, which usually are about 35 degree mornings, I can't get out there, hit that heavy bag. My nose is red and can't feel my face. And, you know, you're punching, you're warming your body up, sure. But there are just some parts of your body, like your feet or your nose or your ears, that just aren't going to get warm without wearing, you know, things. And I don't want to work out in a mask in my own home. That's part of the joy of working out at home, is that I don't have to wear a mask. I gave up my gym membership because I would have had to have worn a mask, and I don't really think that would be comfortable. I've run 2-hour long vent calls wearing a mask. No, thank you. I run ventilated patients. I ran a COVID positive ventilated patient like an hour and a half or something like that, transport, wearing a mask and all that stuff. And I had a sore throat for days, and it just was miserable. So I don't want to work out in a mask if I don't have to. So I want to be warm. And because I want to be warm and not have to box with a scarf on or something around my face, I needed a space heater. Got one of those. Then came the fun gift, which I would have been so happy if that were the only gift. Though I will use the other things. She is right. They are practical gifts, and they will be used, and then not just stuff. So she followed the rules, I guess. I just know money-wise, she went way over what we said. But she got me also, the third gift was real funny. She got me Christmas Story pint glasses and a silicone ice cube tray that makes little leg lamps. And it's awesome. And I used it Saturday night. Well, I had bourbon and Cokes with leg lamp ice cubes. And it was amazing. I don't know. There's something about those ice cubes that just made them taste more, I don't know, sexy. No, but it was cute. It was really cute, and that was I was very happy to have that gift. I think that one technically came from my daughter, if I'm not mistaken. That's what it said on there, to daddy from. But yes, so then my mother-in-law gave me Old Spice. Not your dad's Old Spice. Not my dad or your granddad's Old Spice. The new Old Spice, which smells really good. Gave me one of those body wash, body spray, hair wash, conditioner thing, a big set. And I promise I don't smell. We talked about this last week, and you'd think I did because she always gets me some smelly stuff. But she did get me something really cool. She got me beard treatment. She got some beard butter and some beard oil and some beard wash, which I don't have a full beard. I only have just like the goatee and the sideburns, but it's sandalwood. Let me tell you. I was turning myself on Saturday night, just smelling it up my nose from my chin and my mustache. And my wife liked it too, very much. It's just like, you're going to come in for the smooch, you're going to come in for another one, because it just smelled that good. I'm telling you. So, yes. So, got some good stuff. Enjoyed my Christmas. I hope yours was good too. I was talking about not wearing a mask while I was out in the garage, or not wanting to wear one at the gym. And as you know, COVID vaccines are being rolled out across the country. I just wanted to touch on that real quick. Unfortunately, that means, you know, we still have to wear masks, of course. I don't think that changes. I don't know when that restriction will be up, but pretty exciting. I don't know. Maybe that'll be the topic for next week. We'll talk about, did you get the vaccine? How was it? Are you looking forward to getting it, or are you avoiding it? That will be next week's topic, because I think to roll into the new year when we're supposed to be rolling out this vaccine larger. Right now, it's out, and it's being provided to healthcare providers. Now, I say healthcare providers because I'm not one, apparently. I'm not an important enough one, because originally in South Carolina, it was supposed to be phase 1A, which was hospital workers and people who are long-term caregivers or something, like, I guess, hospice or one of those things, you know, home health, and frontline workers and essentials like first responders and EMS and paramedic. And it was awesome. It was like, holy crap, we're being included. Psych. Down to now we're phase 1A, section 2 or 1B. I don't know if we've been moved down to 1C yet, but it is quite odd because I have spent physical hours, many, many hours, with COVID-positive patients on ventilators, or just COVID-positive patients being masked, and I'm dressed up in trash bag and all kinds of shit. I'm suited up, and I'm riding in. Now, I'm riding with this patient in the back of an ambulance. Now, I know of very few hospital rooms that are as small as the back of my ambulance. And while I say very few, I'm saying really none. But somehow, those nurses who may be in that room here and there, never more than maybe 5-10 minutes. And I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Maybe never more than 5-10 minutes. They got vaccinated. Lickety split. Not I. Not me. So I am just not. I'm not sure because I'm looking. I'm starting to get a little jealous. I'm looking at people like the Night Watch crews that I follow, the people that I made friends with through the Night Watch television series. And still we follow each other and we chat with each other every now and again on Instagram or Twitter or anything like that. And I'm seeing their pictures of them getting the vaccine. And I'm like, well, that's nice. And then other people showing off their card because apparently it's a series. They're showing off their first, you know, vaccine and all. And oh, that must be nice. I have said on this podcast, and I have said to anybody who asks, that I feel that particularly South Carolina, if not the entire Southeast, is entirely behind the times when it comes to things of EMS. I go to EMS today yearly, have been doing so for years, see things that I just know I'm never going to see in South Carolina EMS anytime soon. New product rolls out, I'm like, yeah, I'll never see that on the streets. And we're just behind the times. But this is a situation where we should not be. And I swear to God, Comcast techs, the people who come in your house and plug up your new router, will get the effing vaccine before we do at this point. Do I sound upset? I'm a little upset because ignoring us is the norm. I get it. I effing get it. We're second-class citizens. I get it. We're just not anybody's priority. We don't bring in the revenue or make the money that other places in EMS do. I get it. I get it. Okay? I get it. But we see COVID positive patients before almost every hospital does. I'm just saying. We go into a house where the person is COVID positive, and more likely, all of their family members who aren't showing symptoms. So we've been exposed 1, 2, 3, 4 times the amount than the hospital workers who have a restriction in place that family members aren't allowed to come into the hospitals. Everything about this is set up for us to catch it. Yet our vaccine dates are being pushed back. Yeah. So upsetting, but not unexpected. And that's sad. That is probably another piece of why I'm looking to make my full-time employment something else in the health field other than EMS. It's not, it's just failing me. It's a system that just fails somebody who cares so much, who wants so much for people, who wants good things. And it's hard. Anyway, so I don't know what to expect. I know there's plenty of us who are skeptical. That's also why I want to hear from you. There are plenty of us who are skeptical, thinking we're being used as guinea pigs and and all this stuff. And I want to hear from you. And I don't, and I'm not out to make fun. I'm not out to make fun. I truly want to hear from you. There are going to be things that I disagree with, but there's going to be things that you're going to maybe make me think, oh, well, shit, I never thought about that. They might be right. So, yes. So next week, please. And the reason why I talked about it right now and the reason why I promoted it so hard on this podcast is I know we've been busy with the holidays and everything, but this podcast episode has like 7 responses across all social media. It's a very light podcast, and it basically was asking, like, what would you leave behind in 2020 if you could? Like, throw into the fire. What would you just sacrifice, you know, or what would you just give up? Just be like, you can stay back in 2020. I'll never need you again, or I never want to see you again, and stuff like that. And expecting a lot of them would be COVID-19, things like that. Sure. But it wound up not getting many responses at all. So hopefully if you're listening to this podcast, you've gotten a little fired up like I just did, and maybe you want to participate. See, there's a method to this madness. There is. But I hope that you participate, because that's a discussion that I really want to hear from everybody that I can. And I want this to be something that people will listen to and realize truly they're not alone in any of this, in their fears of the vaccine, because what we do is we seek out a lot of information, or we seek out a lot of validation and information amongst the social media. That's the way social media works. If you believe that this vaccine is dangerous, you can sit online and in the next 2 hours find every reason to find that it's dangerous, because you're seeking out the information that you want. Sure, there is people who believe that we are being used as guinea pigs. You can find enough information to support your theory. Anytime you step outside into that social media sphere, you can find anything to back up your point. But what I want to do is put all of those points in one place, which is here, which is EMS exclusive. Exclusively EMS opinions, exclusively EMS this. So that way, we can all hear from each other, and without the general public, without your mom and my mom and your father and his uncle and her aunt, with us being able just to talk amongst ourselves in a way, you know, I'm kind of talking, you know, I'm reading your words, but I want to get that discussion together. I think that'd be really cool. So yes. All right. That was serious. I feel better having said it. I hope that you're ready to have a discussion. But like I said, this week's podcast, not a lot of responses, so I figured I had a moment to just kind of go off. I do want to thank everybody for all of your sweet and kind words to my co-host last week, Bridget. She got a kick out of hearing herself. She doesn't quite get, she's four, so she doesn't quite get maybe what happened, kind of happened in a blur. She gets it. She likes it. But she doesn't, you know, wholeheartedly, I think, get what she was a part of and what four-year-old could. But I also included her in showing you the little llama. That's called Boppy, the booty-shaking llama. That's the video I shared across the social media sites last night. And the reason why my wife is mad. She has talked to me. She has talked to me. I was exaggerating in that, of course. But when I got home Saturday morning, Bridget hit the toy, and Carrie just looked at me. She just stared at me. And then she walked upstairs and she stared at me the whole entire time she was going up the steps. And then she would stop, like on the fourth step, and stare at me as the Boppy is just playing in the background. You can hear the llama. She's just staring at me. And she won't like stare at me. She isn't like narrowing her eyes like a death glare. She's just staring at me. And my wife has these very icy blue eyes. They're the same as topaz, the stone. I have her a set of topaz earrings and a necklace, and I bought them for her, not because they're her birthstone, they're not, but they match her eyes 100%. She has just these beautiful, beautiful, like, real crystal blue, not a fleck of anything else in them eyes. And they're beautiful, but they're icy, and they make you cringe a little bit. They might make you confess the things you didn't do. Be like, I'm sorry, I just was having fun. I didn't mean to, you know, cause the Watergate scandal. You know, it just was. It's weird. She just has that stare. So she's staring at me, and I'm just like laughing, but trying not to, and realizing that maybe she's playing, maybe she isn't, probably she isn't, she could be, probably isn't. So I had to make a joke about it after the whole weekend of Bridget hitting that toy and me catching looks every time that she touched that button. And so I had to make a joke about it. And that's what social media last night, I put out a joke for all to enjoy with a video of Boppy, the booty shaking llama. And then there was also a lot of Barbies and a lot of Play-Doh and a lot of different stuff that Bridget got, which we are currently still, I can look over there right now on the living room floor. Thank God we don't have carpet. There's chunks of Play-Doh everywhere. So it's going to dry up. It's going to go in the trash. I mean, she's just a little, I guess, too young for Play-Doh. She took four jars and mashed them all into this shit brown purple color. She mashed it all together. It started off kind of tie-dye and kind of cool. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then she just kept, like, she put it on the floor and kept stepping on it. Like she was kneading pizza dough with her feet or something. And she worked it into just the ugliest color I've ever seen. And so there, that it was a short-lived experiment. We may just have to buy it for her a can at a time. So she'll just have to have green pizza crust with green cheese and green toppings. You know, just get her one canister and use your imagination, sweetie. The colors of the rainbow are in your mind. But that's it. That was a good Christmas. My son got a lot of expensive electronics. That's a 14-year-old for you. He, if you feel bad because you're like, he only has like three or four things to open, but the cost of those three or four things, it's like, dang, dude, like I may just have to take it apart and put one wireless, you know, case charging earbud in one box and another in the other, like just divvy it all up or something. I give you more to open, but at the end of the day, you made out better than I did. I mean, better than mom did. So yeah, it sucks, but it's true. Kids are just, teenagers are just so expensive. And I was the same way as a kid. I wanted expensive things. I had very expensive tastes, and I would always choose like one gift. I would always, my poor mother, I'd be like, I just want this one thing. You don't understand. Just this one thing. I won't want anything else. You can give me nothing else. I just want this one thing. And that one thing was usually around $50 to $100 every single year. I wanted the newest hot electronic toy or something. I mean, yeah, I feel bad. But she always made it happen. She always made it happen. And then she tried to get me other stuff like a raincoat or a new umbrella or a new alarm clock or, you know, pajamas or a bathrobe or slippers, practical things like that. I always liked them, but I would just, you know, it would have been so easy to just get me like five action figures and a play car or something. But I was that kid who just loved electronic things, hence this podcast. I'm doing this from an iPad, the fourth generation iPad Pro, is speaking into a USB condenser mic in my, you know, dining room while I'm staring at my MacBook Pro and my iPhone. And I'm just an electronics guy too. I loved it ever since I was a kid. So my son gets it, honestly, but it's pricey and underwhelming to not be able to, you know, for him not to have a lot to open. But he's happy, he gets everything he wants, and he asks for cash a lot too. My mother was like, what can I get him? And he was like, cash. He's like, gift cards. He just likes what he likes. So, and he'll spend it on the dumbest shit too. Spend it on video games and video game accessories or something. Like he'll buy a specialized weapon pack for like his character or something. I don't know what he plays anymore. I'm going by what I know the last time I saw him play video games. But hey, you know, it's what he wants to do. It's what he wants to do. So that catches everybody up on me. I hope you gave a crap. If you didn't, thanks for sticking it out. Thanks for riding along with me through all of that. As I said, I hope your Christmases were well too. A lot of you sent me pictures. Say a lot, about four or five of you sent me pictures of you with the newest book, EMScapades Forever, available on Amazon Prime for $9.95. You guys apparently got it for Christmas, either as a, I think a couple of you was a gift to yourself, a couple of you, your spouse, got it for you. Knew that you were a fan of mine and my work, so that's awesome. And it really warms my heart. I love seeing that every year. People, like, you know, show me their books and stuff. And I save all those pictures. I do. I save them on my iCloud. So they are saved. They won't disappear if I switch phones. I save them. I have a lot of memories in there. I have pictures from the windows of my flights to, you know, Salt Lake City and Baltimore, all that stuff, all the flights I took to go to the various EMS Todays, except for Charlotte. I drove to Charlotte. Ellen, I drove to Tampa, too. Yeah, I drove to Tampa this past one. This year's EMS Today, the 2021 one, is being pushed back. It'll not be until August in San Antonio, Texas. So I look to be there. I hope you'll be there. I'd love to meet everybody. But we're going to go ahead, since it's only going to take a few minutes, really, honestly. I'm going to go ahead and get into the podcast question, and we will go ahead and have this be a short episode. So thank you for listening to all of my tirade, from the vaccine woes to the joy of my family here at the holidays. And once again, I always love to hear your stories. So if you guys want to shoot me a message and tell me, anything, if you have something COVID related to say, save it to next week. I'll be putting that out there in the next 2 days. On Wednesday, I'll post about the COVID vaccine, and then let me have it. I want to hear all of it. But today, this is for this week's podcast question, which was, the year 2021 is around the corner. If you could leave anything back in 2020, EMS or otherwise, what would it be? And starting off, Facebook. Facebook only had 3 responses. Facebook's first up, Trevor Q. Hi, Trevor. Congratulations on winning the book last week. Shoot me your address. I don't know if I have it. I'll look for it if I have it. I know we've traded mail back and forth. You sent me all kinds of goodies and stuff, and birthday stuff. You sent me cards from your kids, and also I'm sure I have that box somewhere. It might have a return address on it. So, but either way, shoot me your mailing address. I'd love to get that book out to you. So as I was saying, first up, we got Trevor Q. Trevor Q says, not a damn thing. To quote a great man, tough times make strong men. Strong men make good time. He said, have more than fair share of tough time, but we are stronger and better from going through it. Primus non mortis, and everything will be fine. And there you go. So I do agree with that. Having lived a life that I have lived, I definitely think I'm stronger for a lot of my circumstances. So sure, you wouldn't. But I mean, we were dabbling in the hypothetical anyway. We couldn't leave anything back. I know what you're saying, Trevor. I get exactly what you're saying. But really, you wouldn't want to leave, you know, spiders. You wouldn't want to leave poisonous snakes maybe behind in 2020. I left it very open. No, I'm just joking. Everything has its part. I understand spiders are necessary and snakes are necessary, and I get it. But yeah, to say not a damn thing, sure. I get it. I totally get it. So, Trevor, good one first up. I appreciate that. Chuck F. said, a bit late responding to this one. Pause for a second, Chuck. Glad you did. You snuck it in at the last minute. I was gathering up answers yesterday to write to get ready for today, and yours came through, and I was like, oh, good job, Chuck. Not that it closes out. I probably would have rechecked this morning when I woke up, this being Monday, the 28th. I would have checked. But still, you got it in there. So I check these things, and if I can pull it off, if I can get all those answers in by first thing on Monday morning, you'll make the podcast. So just to let you know. But thank you, Chuck, for writing. So Chuck says, a bit late responding to this one, for me, it would be the regrets I continue to carry. Those from childhood, parenthood, my time as an active paramedic, and beyond. I have a tendency to dwell on things that I wish I could go back and change. Love you all, and Happy New Year. And Happy New Year to you, Chuck. I can sympathize with that completely. I think anybody who listens to this knows that I sympathize with you very directly. Yeah, and the love you all. I'm going to say that was Chuck speaking to every one of you who listen to this, and who participate, and who comment, or don't. Chuck, he's a guy like me. We're gonna hook up and have a drink. He's in my hometown. Well, he's back near Baltimore. So when I go home, we're supposed to hang out and have a beer. But I believe Chuck truly loves you all like I do. So, but Chuck, I get you, man. I carry a lot of that stuff too, and I think for me, it's trying to discover a hint. It's trying to find, it's like an escape room I'm trying to find something in it that will help me in the future. But that's just it. I don't think there's anything there, you know, that's because everything is different. Every situation is different. Like even if I could mine out some magical nugget of discovery in all of my regrets and everything from my past, and I blew the dust off of it, would it work? Because I wasn't a father then. I wasn't a husband then. I wasn't, you know, an EMT or a paramedic, or there's my life is so vastly different now, it's hard to even think that you could use something that you found back there. Now, I don't know if that's why you're doing it, if you're just dwelling on it just to, like, kind of, you know, upset yourself or, you know, beat yourself up. Please don't do that. But I know that I'll trudge through a lot of my stuff trying to find the answers, trying to find nuggets of wisdom out of it or something like that. But it's kind of like if you didn't get it at the time, the moment's passed. So if it didn't dawn on you in the moment, like, oh my God, I know what the problem is now. Realizing what the problem was, I don't think is going to help anymore. I think it's over. So yeah. So I hope that makes sense to you, man. We are getting deep on this one. The weeks past, I've been rather goofy and having a lot of fun, but this one taking a little tone, different tone, but I'm not mad. Not as upset as I maybe sounded during my, my COVID vaccine rant. And not bummed right now. It's just, maybe I set ourselves up for it. I said the leaving it back in 2020 and maybe just brings on a somber feel, you know, cause 2020, it's been a rough year. It's been an interesting year. So maybe it just brings the mood down. So yeah. So thank you, Chuck, and everybody who replied, and we're going to get through this one. I hope this doesn't bum you out, but if it does and you got to go ahead and turn off, see you guys later, but come back next week. But if you're hanging, let's move on, because Bridget W. follows up with Chuck F. and says, Chuck F., I second this. Well said. So Bridget, the same goes to you that I said to Chuck, but also to all of you listening. I truly believe that Bridget W. loves you all too, because I talked to her. I've talked to her on the phone. I was on my trip back, I believe, from Tampa, the last EMS today. And I talked to, it was either Tampa or Baltimore. I was coming back from somewhere and I talked to her and her husband and her kids on the phone and said hi to everyone. And it was really cool. So I have these moments, you know, with you guys, and I'm 100%, like I said, one of you. There's nothing special about me except I have a nice iPad with a recording studio in it, and I have a microphone, and I'm able to do this. But there's nothing special about me. But Bridget, Chuck, Trevor, you guys are always around and great with the replies and great with the responses and just great to shoot the shit with and drop a text to or hear from. And I hope that doesn't change. I hope I don't leave you behind in 2020. I hope you follow me into 2021. Okay, guys. And that was all we had on Facebook. On Twitter, one response from a name that I'm not immediately familiar with. We got JH. JH said, I just want to see my kids and their families and not have to go through this again. I am missing my grandchildren growing up this whole year. And like I said, I opened that up, I think. I brought on a somber tone by mentioning the things that we could leave behind, but we've got Jay here, who didn't mention COVID by name, but definitely wants the times to go away, the times that we are living in, regardless of the reason why, just this to blow over, the restrictions to lift, travel, different things. Yeah, I feel you. I only got a chance to go home once this whole year, and that was when we had that lull during the summer when the cases went down. And then they eased up on some restrictions and we were able to go home because there wasn't a restriction on the state, on Maryland, and there wasn't a restriction on here to come back to. So we were able to do the both. But like if we, at that time, we had to look it up, if we were going to like Vermont or Connecticut or something, we couldn't do it without having to come home and immediately 14-day quarantine and all that stuff. So we were able to just boogie on up. And do ourselves a small visit to my family and then come back home. It was for my mom's birthday, actually. It was in June. And we would come back home. And then, of course, we haven't been really able to travel ever since. And we miss that. We like to travel as a family. We do a lot of fun things. So I feel you there. And I hope you get a chance to hang out with your family real soon. I really do. So, Jay, keep your head up, buddy. I love you, man. Moving on, Instagram. One. And it wasn't even on the actual thing. This person wrote me in a direct message, but she doesn't mind that I use her name because it is Leron K. Good old Leron K. Leron K says simply, I would like to leave anti-vaxxers in 2020, please and thank you. Yeah, that's a debate I'm not willing to have because I have friends who are both. I have friends who are staunchly for them and staunchly against them. And I have heard all of their sides and beliefs and everything. And I have argued, I have argued for them, and I have argued against them, and I have argued, I've had the full discussion. And there's one thing I think that rings true in the anti-vaxxers, if I in my personal experience, you're just not going to change anyone's mind. Like, we're just stubborn people, like all of us. And so you're just not going to change their mind. You're just not going to change their mind politically. You're not going to change their belief structure. You're not going to change any of it. So you definitely can make a case for vaccines. You can make a case against them. And we'll talk about that next week. Make a case as to why you shouldn't trust them and why you should. And we'll get into that discussion. Why not? Why not? But at the end of the day, really can't, I guess you can't do anything about that. It's not mandatory, as far as I understand. It is voluntary. So you can choose not to get it. Now, me, I don't think I can, because I, if a chance of our hospital saying that we're not allowed in without it, so there may be, we may have to prove it. But also, when I go into full nursing school in the fall, I hope I make it for the fall. That's the plan. And I have to do in-hospital rotations and things like that. I'm going to probably have to have it, just the same as most hospital workers. So why not just now? Now instead of later. But like I said, we'll get into that, you know, as we next week. But Leron, I look forward to hearing from you. Don't let me down. Next week, you come back. Same bat time, same bat channel. We're talking about the vaccine. All right, Leron. Thanks, Leron. And moving on to the EMScapades subreddit, we had four responses. And basically, Spazin is up first. Spazin says, COVID or at least all the stupid anti-maskers out there. So, yes, we'd all like to get rid of COVID, and I thought that would be a big response amongst everybody, but then there's probably a lot of people who thought that they weren't going to say it because somebody else was going to say it, so why even bother? But the anti-maskers, that too. And that ties into my wish for what I can leave back in 2020, which I will explain at the end of this. So, I hear you there, Spazin. PMBs and V said he would leave behind never being able to effing sleep. Have really bad chronic leg pain, so half the time can't sleep because of pain, and if I need sleep. So I hear you, PMBs and V, and I hope you get some. I don't know, I guess leg pain, weighted blankets have become a thing. That's my partner. I have a new partner, by the way, a female. She's awesome. And I'm not going to use her name unless she gives me permission. But she's awesome. And she she got a weighted blanket for Christmas. And so when we worked together on the Christmas Day shift, she told me, we had one call at like 1:30 in the morning or 1 o'clock in the morning. And when we got back to the station, we went back to the bunks. And then when I woke up in the morning, she said as soon as she got back from that call and she went to her room, covered up with that blanket, she was immediately out, fell asleep hard. So I don't know, because it is weighted. I don't know if that bothers with your chronic leg pain or maybe something, but I'm sure you've tried everything, and I guess I'm just encouraging you to just try. Never stop trying, because your sleep's important for your mental health too. So PMBs and V, I hope you get some of that sleep soon, okay? And Sparky325 said, all drunk drivers, especially the ones that kill. I could not agree with that more. I would love for just drunk drivers in general, like you said, all drunk drivers. I would love that people driving drunk just got left behind in 2020. That'd be so awesome. Not going to be the case. I fear the opposite. I fear that once restrictions are lifted and the bars and restaurants come roaring back to full service, there's going to be like a surge, because I live in Charleston, South Carolina, and I don't know if you know the history, but in Charleston and in much of South Carolina, mini bottles, there was a restriction on alcohol, particularly liquor, and you could only get it in mini bottles for the longest time. They lifted mini bottle restrictions, I want to say 15 years ago, maybe. It was like right before I moved here. So they had mini bottles, and then they removed the mini bottle restriction and became a free pour state, which means that the bartenders could pour you shots. And I feel like, it's my perception, but I feel like when they finally removed that restriction where you weren't restricted to 1 ounce at a time, that it got bad. Like, it was like lifting prohibition. Like, this became one of the most alcoholic places I've ever been. When I would visit here, living in Maryland with Carrie, when we would come home to visit her family, we would go out and drink, and it just was a damn, like, crazy place. It is a college town, but even so, it's just crazy. And then I worked in 911, and I worked downtown, and yeah, I would love to do away with drunk drivers, and especially here, but I have a bad fear of what's to come when the industries come roaring back. So that's my fear. But anyway, thank you, Sparky. And last up, the Anti-Fire. The Anti-Fire said, COVID, of course, but you can skip saying that because everyone else will. Well, Anti-Fire, the only like one or two other people said it, so that's why I said it. But then they said, in all honesty, some really crappy family trouble. It's been really depressing and hard, and I really can't blame anyone. The crap just happened. And that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that, Anti-Fire. Anti-Fire continues by saying, just want to say, your show is something I definitely wouldn't leave behind. Well, thank you, Anti-Fire. And they continue, your willingness to talk about your struggles with depression, along with the lols, has really made, or I guess LOLs, has really made this whole family trouble thing more survivable. Thanks so much. And then they said, FYI, they added a part, and they said, FYI, the family stuff is getting taken care of. It's just tough. Getting counseling really helps. And it does. And that's a lot. It covered a lot there, Anti-Fire. So if I'm going to step back, I would just say, COVID, yes, we'd all like to leave that behind. And then your really crappy family trouble, I am sorry to hear that you're going through that. And I know that you say that this show helps, and I appreciate the compliment. But, you know, we're ultimately in charge of our own happiness. And it sounds like you said you're getting counseling and all that stuff. I'm glad I can offer you that distraction, because I think that's all that really, being a fan of comedy and being a fan of anything, music and all that stuff, I think while it does have healing properties of sorts, I feel like it's a healthy distraction. It's not blackout drunk to forget. It's not drugs to forget. It's a healthy way to forget for a small time. So I'm glad that this podcast offers that to you, but ultimately, your happiness and your survival is yours, and it sounds like you're making the right steps, and I'm very happy to hear that. anti-fire, and I don't recall you ever being a commenter in the old podcast. You've kind of only come about in this new one, and I'm so happy to have you, and thank you so much for your kind words, and thank you for being here week after week. I really appreciate it. And for cross-posting over to REMS, even though it doesn't always grab, it doesn't always gain traction, I appreciate your anti-fire a lot. And yeah, so that was it for all of the responses. Like I said, not a funny time, not a laughy hi ha 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 time, but I think there was a lot to be said, and I think we got a chance to say a lot. So it's weird to end 2020's podcasts on this note, but hey, at least they're back, right? You know, also last week I got a chance to do some spin times. That was old. That was fun, right? Those might come up again for special occasions, future holidays, or maybe a giveaway for somebody's birthday like mine. Who knows? If you're celebrating anything special, maybe good grades for me or whatever it may be, we go ahead and spin the wheel. Who knows? But just be prepared, because it happens when you least expect it. And also, if you comment, that's how you are a part of it. So you'll never know. You'll never know, but you could win something. You possibly could win something. So, but thank you so much. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I hope that your holiday was great, and I hope that your year was survivable. I hope that you stayed very healthy. I hope that all your family members are present and accounted for. If not, my condolences. This has been a rough year, and I know we're not out of the woods yet, and we're going to take it into the next year, but whatever that little thing is that we have that believes that when that calendar switches to a new year, just undoes everything, I hope that that offers you some comfort. You know, I hope that New Year's Eve or January 1st is some of the best sleep that all of us ever get, that we just can have that belief for 5 minutes that it truly all got left behind. Like I said, we know the truth, but sometimes it's the healthy distractions that help you survive. So that is how I'm going to end this one. Oh, and what I hope to leave back in 2020. That's right. I promised you that. If there's anything I would love to leave back in 2020 in regards to everything COVID related, politics related, everything, and just something I feel like we could use a lot less of, I would leave behind arrogance. Arrogance. There's a way to communicate. There's a way to have healthy debates. There's a way to have discussions. There's a way to see point. But arrogance, I believe, is what gets in the way. I believe people who are arrogant enough to believe that they know more than doctors or scientists or, you know, army generals. I remember Trump saying that I know more than the generals. Like, that's arrogant, you know, because you don't. You don't. Like, I don't. We don't. Nobody does. Like, military operations are very, very, very guarded and very top secret. You don't know more than anybody. Like, you know, not bashing on your political choice or anything. I'm not, that's not what this is about, but I'm just saying it's arrogance. And it seemed to come about in the worst way from all sides. You know, just that belief that it just, you, like, screw you, I'm right. It was just arrogance. And it was hard to have a conversation. It was hard to get anything done. It was hard to believe anything that anybody said. I wish we could leave that behind in 2020, but it's just not possible. But if you tell yourself when you go into 2021, you won't stand for it anymore, somebody's being arrogant, then maybe you call them out. Maybe we can try and change the tide, but I doubt it. It's just, this is the world we live in, and people are people, and you just have to navigate it the best that you can and survive it the best way that you know how, and limp your family members or you or your children into the future and try and make them the best people that they can possibly be, so that way we can cause the shift, the paradigm shift into good people and tolerance and less arrogance and all that stuff. So who knows? But that is what I wished I could leave back in 2020, was arrogance. Plain and simple. So, and on that note, just doing the housekeeping, please, if you don't follow me on the social media pages, please do Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Reddit. And also, you can subscribe to this podcast, if you don't already, on Apple, Google, Amazon, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else that podcasts are hosted and posted. And that would be it. Please be safe this upcoming new year here, and don't drink and drive. And even if you must drive, please keep in mind, it's usually them and not you. So if you can avoid a gauntlet of drunken idiots this particular new year, please do. Be safe. And if you're working, be very safe, always. And stay healthy. And even though I've said it a few times in this podcast, I'll say it once more. I love you guys. Take care.